Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This is VSiN's Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show, with Wes Reynolds and sometimes Matt Eumanns. Here is Brady Cannon.
All right, Brady Cannon on vacation. Matt Eumanns here with Wes Reynolds, and you can't see me right now. This is a podcast version, but I'm wearing an asbestos suit because the guy to my right is on fire. Wes Reynolds, we hit a winner in the British Open. It was not easy. It was a comeback by Cameron Smith at 28-1 odds. It's always nice to cash on the final major of the year. Great theater at St. Andrews on Sunday. Rory McIlroy stood on the 10th tee with a 3-stroke lead, did not bogey a hole on the back nine, and lost by two.
Yeah, he really didn't do anything wrong, except he just couldn't get a putt to drop on Sunday, but Cameron Smith could. 5 straight birdies on the back nine on holes 10 through 14, a nice little 30 on the back for a round of 64. Cameron Smith gained almost 12 strokes on the field throughout the entire Open with this putter, led the field for strokes gained putting, second in the field for scrambling. Cashes, I got 30-1 earlier in the year, but basically 25, 28-ish to 1 was pretty much the market-wide. Becomes the second man to win the Players and the Open in the same year. You're joining Jack Nicklaus in 1978. So 4 major champions this year, Matt, all under the age of 30. First time ever.
Yeah, and that was nice payback for us because I had Cameron Smith in the Masters, and that was a little bit tough to take with the way he fell apart on Sunday there. I'm going to read you this tweet from Sean Zach on Twitter, and I thought this was interesting. He's a writer at Golf Magazine. Rory McIlroy hit into one bunker all week. He holed out from it. He shot 266. He played a bogey-free final round and somehow did not win the Open. And we talked about putting, and Wes, I think you can break down every stat imaginable when you handicap golf, but it comes down to putting. And Cameron Smith in the final round, strokes gained putting, plus 3.1. Rory, minus 2.1.
Yeah, and there's your difference. Like, he didn't hit bad shots. Like, he didn't choke necessarily. Right. But I think he's going to say, yeah, I let this one get away, and I think he's absolutely right.
It's got to be heartbreaking for him, huh? The 150th British Open at St. Andrews, and he has a 3-stroke lead on the back nine.
And now that 8-year drought becomes into 9 years, by the way, because he has not won a major since 2014 at the PGA down at Valhalla. However, our buddy Jeff Sherman over at Superbook of Sports released the Masters odds for 2023, and who is your favorite? That would be one Rory McIlroy at 12-1.
All right, Wes, we move on from St. Andrews to Minneapolis, from the home of golf to a place that most people don't associate with golf. But it's going to be the 3M Open this week, and we have a special guest joining us here in a moment. We'll get him, Josh Culp, fantasy golf analyst at NBC Sports Edge and FTN Daily. He's going to join us next here on Long Shots.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, welcome back to Long Shots. Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds here the week after the British Open, and we move on to the 3M Open from St. Andrews to Minneapolis. Josh Culp joins us now. He's located not far from TPC Twin Cities, fantasy golf analyst at NBC Sports Edge and FTN Daily. Josh, thanks for jumping on with us this week. A little bit of a letdown, I think, for a lot of golf fans going from the British to Minnesota, but up in your neck of the woods, a lot of people got to be fired up for this event.
Yeah, it's probably a letdown for most, but definitely excited when the tour comes to close to your house, and that's definitely the case. Although I got hit with COVID this week, so I won't be attending this year.
Okay, well, good luck with that. That's definitely a bad beat. Let's talk about the 3M Open, and Wes, I want to ask you first. You can throw a couple questions to Josh. Is you got to always have a weaker field the week after a major, and I think it's a little trickier handicap because you're trying to guess motivation for some guys, and actually some of the bigger names I think would be less motivated for events like this.
Yeah, if you look, I believe we've got three in the top 25 of the OWGR. Tony Finau is the favorite. Hideki Matsuyama is here this week. Sungjae Im is here this week. They're all kind of in the teens, but if you look, really, it's been long shots that have hit the three editions of the 3M Open here in Minneapolis. By the way, we do have three more events: this event, the Rocket Mortgage in Detroit, and also the Wyndham. And then we're going to be getting into the FedEx Cup playoffs. So all the guys that are outside of the 125, they certainly would have the motivation. So Josh, when you look at this, and maybe just kind of break down the course at first a little bit for us, TPC Twin Cities, it has the reputation of a birdie fest, but there are some trouble that lurk all over this course. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think that sums it up pretty well. It's pretty wide off the tee, so if you're hitting it in the fairway, then it's just, you know, attack mode all day long. A lot of birdies if you're hitting it in the fairway, but this is the land of 10,000 lakes. There is water everywhere. I think it's on 14 or 15 holes where water comes into play, so you can rack up some big numbers just as easily as those birdies.
Yeah, and Josh, when you look at the field, obviously we mentioned the three at the top in terms of the top 25 in the world rankings, Finau, M, Matsuyama. Look, you can always make a case for those guys. But when you were kind of breaking this down in terms of your power rankings, obviously not a ton of betting value really with the short guys, but where did you start in terms of guys you might be looking at for this week?
Yeah, I kind of skipped the top end. It was interesting. I was looking into, like, you know, Hideki Matsuyama. I was just like, he doesn't really contend after majors. And when I looked at it, he's finished outside the top 25 in nine of his last 10 starts right after a major. So he doesn't seem to show up, but he has won one before. So it's like, if he's, you know, if he's dialed in, he's going to go for it. But otherwise, he's just going to go through the motions. And I think that's kind of how it is for the stars at the top. But after them, I'm going to kind of look for a local angle. And I like someone like Nick Hardy right below him. I think he's 35-1. He's just playing great the last couple months. He had a wrist injury in the middle of the season, and he's just been on fire since returning from that. So I like him to stay hot.
Josh, this course, by the way, has a par 71 with three par fives. Bent grass greens, a guy who's long off the tee, Cameron Champ, was the winner last year. He's not in great form. He comes back here as a 60-1 shot. What did Cameron Champ do to win this tournament last year? Do you like him or do you not like him this week as the defending champ?
I wouldn't say I like him. I would lean towards a no on Champ. But he kind of, you know, similar to Matt Wolf, who won here, they're super long and super aggressive. And I think, you know, playing aggressive is really rewarded here, even though you can't always be aggressive here. But when you can, it kind of, you know, those little edges add up. And if you want to, you know, try to win, then I think you have to take some aggressive routes. And I think that's why guys like that have played well here.
Josh, what stats did you specifically look at this week? We always model different stats on a week-to-week basis on the PGA Tour. What stats kind of stood out to you of guys that you think might play well here this week?
Well, the boring answer is off the tee and approach, but that's true about every week. You want the ball strikers, but an interesting one that I thought showed some success here was just the ability to rack up eagles, you know, eagle rate. And that goes with that, you know, being aggressive mode. People who are aggressive are going to rack up more eagles. And we've seen people who post a lot of eagles tend to have a lot of success at TPC Twin Cities. So something like eagle rate or even like some putting stats from, you know, mid-range, because you're going to have a lot of putts from, you know, maybe 8 to 20 feet this week, because the greens are soft and receptive just because they have to water them so much here in the Midwest summer heat. So they're very soft. The green in regulation percentage will be very high. So if you can heat up from that, you know, 10 to 20 foot range, you're going to be in good shape.
Follow Josh Culp on Twitter at Future of Fantasy. All right, Josh, Brady Cannon gave you a fistful of cash and said, bet the futures board. Give me your top four guys for the 3M Open at Twin Cities.
I'd take a Cam Davis. I'd take a Nick Hardy. Maybe go a little high risk, high reward with Troy Merritt, and maybe end up with a boring Brendan Todd.
All right, that's his top four, Josh Culp, fantasy golf analyst at NBC Sports Edge and FTN Daily. Josh, get well soon. Enjoy the week at the 3M Open. Thanks for the time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
All right, we'll see if any of his best bets match up with ours. I know that Jeff Sherman at the Westgate Superbook has a common play with Wes Reynolds this week. Those are two sharp golf guys. You want to stay tuned for that. We come back next with the best bets.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without painful finger sticks. So you can always know which way your glucose is headed. An arrow shows you where you're heading, up, down, or steady. It can also alert you before you go too low or when you're going too high. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM available, you can make better diabetes decisions about food, medication, and activity in the moment. And all those little decisions can lead to big results. Results you can see, like more time in range and lower A1C. With Dexcom G7, you can manage your diabetes with confidence. Get started with the number one recommended CGM brand by doctors and patients at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
All right, welcome back to Long Shots, the number one golf betting show in the world. And Matt Eumanns, Wes Reynolds here, Brady Cannon off this week. And we go from the British Open to the 3M Open in Minneapolis, and we're going to get to our best bets. And, Wes, before we get there, I want to remind everyone to check out Point Spread Weekly, the VSiN digital magazine. We've got our best bets in golf in there every week. You have extensive write-ups and statistical breakdowns in all the tournaments. We've got a DP tournament this week in Europe, and we've also got a women's tournament that I think you're going to handicap.
Yeah, we have the Kazoo Classic, not the Great Kazoo from the Flintstones, but the Kazoo Classic, the online auto manufacturer based in London. This event is in Southport, England. So we have that written up. That'll be in Point Spread Weekly out on Wednesday morning. And then also we have two majors this week. We have the Evian Championship, of course, for the LPGA. And we also have the Senior British Open. So We will have some plays and some bets. By the way, check your daily email if you are a VSiN subscriber. That comes out very early in the morning, around actually 11:30 or noon Eastern time. So we will have some selections for that. And then, of course, a comprehensive write-up of the 3M Open, also in the Point Spread Weekly article and at VSiN.com. And just really quickly before we get to our picks and our match play here, Matt, kind of the question I asked Josh about in terms of what stats he felt were important. And I'm with him. Strokes gained off the tee, strokes gained approach. And actually the same guy is at the top for the last 24 rounds. That would be one Brendan Steele. More on him in a minute. I also use birdie or better gained. You got to be able to make birdies out here. It's not quite the birdie fest a couple other events are, but you got to be able, because you're going to have trouble off the tee with those water hazards. And then the rough has been grown out to 4 inches. Opportunities gained, which is, you know, gaining birdie opportunities. Strokes gained par four, 450 to 500. Five of the 11 par fours measured that amount or right around there. And then strokes gained par five. All the par fives here are right just under 600 yards. So they're not just guaranteed birdies. So you got to be good in that. And then I did look a little bit of putting, and I don't usually model putting because that's so hard to do because it has the most variance. It's hardest to predict.
Right.
But I went strokes gained bent grass putting because we are back on the bent grass. These guys that have been overseas especially have been putting on these slow greens, you know, 10, 10 and a half on the stint meter. Now you get to 12, and that's about like right middle, not too fast, but not too slow. So I did look at bent grass putting this week.
Well, that's an important thing to look at, too. So putting was a big factor in the British Open. The two Camerons finished at the top of the leaderboard, Cameron Smith, Cameron Young. I'm going to ask you, who's the best player on the PGA Tour yet to win a tournament? Is it Cameron Young? Is it Maverick
McNeely? Yet to win a tournament or yet to win a major?
Yet to win a tournament.
Yet to win a tournament. Boy, that is hard. Named a couple good ones right there. Yeah. Let's not forget Will Zalatoris also has not won an official PGA
Tour. Those are my top three. Zalatoris, McNeely, and Cameron Young. Not necessarily in that order. I think it's either Willie Z or Cameron Young is the best player yet to win. Maverick McNeely's in the field this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he absolutely is. Was right there in the mix. Was on the first page of the leaderboard at the alternate event last week at the Barracuda, won by Ches Reavie. Mm-hmm. By the way, he outdueled Martin Laird and also Alex Noren. I had Mark Hubbard in the mix. He ended up T4, I believe, just a few points off the pace. But I'm with you on a couple of those guys. You'd say Harold Varner hasn't won an official PGA Tour event, so you would.
He actually won on the European Tour this year.
He won the Saudi event, the Saudi International, with that 90-foot eagle putt over Bubba Watson.
Yeah.
Another guy in the field this week that just got temporary membership on the PGA Tour, that would be 19-year-old Ju Young Kim from South Korea. He's going to be one to watch, I think, over the years, so you're definitely going to watch him. Mito Pereira, who, of course, was in contention at the PGA as well.
All right, let me get to my best bets first. Maverick McNeely's one of them. That's not going to shock anybody who's following my golf plays. He's got three recent top 20s. Wes, he was tied for second going into last year's final round here. Mm-hmm. He closed with a 73, a disappointing Sunday. He's still hunting for that first win. He was at the Barracuda last week. He was a favorite in that Barracuda Championship in some spots. I believe he finished in the top 10, but that was won by Ches Reavie, who is also on my card this week. So I've got Maverick McNeely at 24-1, Ches Reavie at 40-1. Actually, last year, Ches Reavie was tied for fourth after three rounds. I'm looking at guys who've got a history of playing well here and who are pretty hot right now, and I think Reavie and McNeely fit that mold. How about Cameron Tringali? Last 2 years at the TPC Twin Cities, a tie for 16th and a tie for third.
You know, one thing I will add on Tringali before I get to my card. Tringali, actually, he was the 18 and 36 hole leader at the Scottish Open a couple weeks ago. He has the unfortunate distinction of being the all-time leader in PGA Tour official earnings, about $17 to $17.5 million on the PGA Tour without a win. It's kind of amazing that this guy hasn't won an event because he's always a consistent player. You know, he's always good enough to stay on the tour, which is a feat in itself.
Yeah, sure.
You know, has enough top fives, enough top tens, makes enough cuts, but just hasn't gotten across the finish line.
I would be okay if you labeled me that way. The guy who's won $17 million but has yet to win a tournament. I'd be okay with that. I could live with that. Maverick McNeely, 24-1. Cameron Tringali, 30-1. Ches Reavie, 40-1. And the last guy I threw on here, Davis Riley. I know a lot of people like this kid. He's a rookie.
He was tremendous on the Corn Ferry. By the way, he did lose that playoff to Sam Burns at the Valspar.
25-1 in that range on Davis Riley. Wes, let's get to your best bets. And I know you and Jeff Sherman have a common play. And I mentioned Jeff Sherman. He's a head golf odds maker over at the Westgate Superbook. Adam Svensson.
Yes.
You and Jeff both landed on him this week.
Yeah, I think Svensson, the Canadian's going to be a little popular this week. 40-1. Was 15th here back in 2019. His only appearance, gained a lot tee to green, just lost in terms of putting, lost five strokes that week, but better putter now. But if you look at Svensson, he was a guy that does kind of pop on the motto. He's sixth last start at the Barbasol. 10th in this week's field for strokes gained approach, strokes gained bent grass putting, birdie or better gain, and opportunities gained, that being over the last 24 rounds. So Svensson was one I played. Brendan Steele, I mentioned a moment ago, tops and off the tee and approach over the last 24 rounds. T13 at the Players, T9 at the PGA, T10 at the Memorial. Hadn't played a ton of golf. He was not in the U.S. Open nor the Open Championship field, but a couple-time winner out here. Brendan Steele, 35-1. A young guy that actually does not have PGA Tour status. That's Chris Goddard. Not the best number, but he is at 45-1 is where I got him. Reigning Jack Nicklaus Award winner out of the University of Oklahoma. They were in the finals, contending for the national championship. He actually missed the playoff by one to go ahead and win the individual national championship. Playing on sponsor exemptions, 43rd at the U.S. Open. He did qualify for that just on his amateur status. 35 at the Travelers, 4th at the John Deere. Did miss the cut next week at the Barbasol because he missed the Open Championship spot by one shot. So had that disappointment. I'm willing to excuse that. He needs 287 FedEx Cup points to get that special temporary membership on the PGA Tour. He's already got 60% of that goal. So, you know, a very good chance that a really high finish here, he's going to get that temporary membership. Troy Merritt, 80-1, a little bit of a local angle, played his high school golf up here in Minnesota. T7 on debut back in 2019, two top fives this year at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and at Texas Open. His FedEx Cup status is safe. He was 30th at the Scottish 2 weeks ago, but was second in the field for strokes gained approach, best performance all season. And then we get into a few bombs, and that's what you got to have at the 3M Open. 175-1, 150-1, and 125-1 have won here the last 3 years, that being Matthew Wolf, Michael Thompson, and of course Cameron Champ, as you mentioned last year. Austin Smotherman, 90-1, 134 in the FedEx Cup. So he needs a good finish over these next 3 weeks to keep his PGA Tour playing privileges. And this could be a place he goes well. He's T8 at the Barracuda last week, best finish of the season. 9th in the field for strokes gained off the tee, and I think that's going to be important this week. Be long and be as straight as you can. Avoid those hazards. Tyler Duncan of Purdue University, 100-1. Barely hanging on inside that FedEx Cup. He's 119 right now. Best finish of the year last time, T13 at the Barracuda. Not the best form, but he's been striking the ball well. 6th in this field for approach, 5th for strokes gained ball striking over the last 24 rounds. It's really the putter that's held him back, but he is better at putting on bent grass greens. Garrett Kego, 125-1. Talk about a guy that's not in very good form. He's missed 9 of his last 11 cuts, but did make the weekend at St. Andrews. Shot 66 on Sunday. Only 5 players were better than him on Sunday in that final round, so maybe some momentum, even though he's got to make that flight across the pond. Long hitter off the tee, good touch on the greens. I remember you hit him actually at the Palmetto Championship, the one-time event they had last year in South Carolina due to COVID-19. Could hit it a big number here against the downfield. And then another very big number, and this is a guy I've played a couple times, Callum Tarran, 130-1, an Englishman, began his rookie season on the PGA Tour with 7 missed cuts last fall and a DQ, but started to turn it around in the spring. Top 5, his first ever on tour at the Puerto Rico Open. He's now got 3 top 10s, just right outside the top 125. I think he's 144 to be exact, but what you got to do when you're at that point, you got to get like a top 5 somewhere, and that's basically going to lock up your card for next year. Fits the profile. You look at a couple of the guys that have won the 3M Open at least 2 of the 3 years, Matt Wolf, the first time they had this event, and then Cameron Champ, guys that are big bombers off the tee, and Callum Tarran can absolutely hit it a mile long. So Callum Tarran closes it out at 130-1.
How about that? There's a bunch of long shots from Wes Reynolds. That's the name of this podcast. Long Shots, number one rated golf betting show in the world. Brady, the Kid Cannon, returns next week. That wraps it up. Cash some tickets in the 3M Open.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.